Timmy's house adventures near, so two is a maiden and fawn. A centaur and a dragon's here, with a wife and a steep on the lawn. Big Timmy's house, Big Timmy's house, fiddle-dee, widdle-dee-doo. He stomped the dragon and fingered the fawn, and is covered in wyvern poo.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Big Timmy's House Adventures. This week, we're going to delve deeper into the boss battle. So if you remember from last week, we were fighting a banshee and some zombie priests. Will they beat us to death? Or will we get the upper hand? Will the N64s beat this boss like the baby bashing badgers they are? Find out right now.
Okay, first attack coming in. It is a 15. It is not enough. Hits your... What armor are you wearing? You are wearing...
Is like a jerkin?
Leather armor. So it hits the leather padding of your armor, and it's well made. It holds up. It does what it was made for. The next mace swings in, and it's kind of, as he's swinging in, the other priest has kind of knocked his arm out the way as he hit you previously. So they're kind of just clumsily trying to hit you.
Bouncing off each other, are they?
Milo.
Okay, so obviously slightly concerned at the sort of ghoul in front of me. Let's just have a quick look at my wonderful attack. Oh, I like that, because you just come in and it's like, there we go.
I can just quickly click on it.
Yeah, and it just automatically sort of like sorts it out for me. I've already done that one, so let's have a look at my other ones. Split the tree was my big one, wasn't it?
Oh, that's the point. Let me just double check the... Okay, yeah, no, that would have got you anyway. With the minus two from the banshee because of that storm aura that was around, yeah, she still would have hit you.
That's all right.
And she hasn't left the zone yet, so she can't get zapped.
Oh, it's... Could I still use split the tree on this thing? Because it targets two creatures within three squares of each other. Trigger this attack twice and take the highest result. Apply this to both targets. I guess I could aim it at one of the corpses as well.
Yeah.
Within three squares of each other. I mean, the one, two, both priests are within three squares of the banshee because she takes up four squares.
Could I just do that and then double the... She's taking up more than one square.
Yeah.
So if you're doing the banshee, which priest are you also hitting then? Because you're not hitting both of them.
Well, I was going to say, because the banshee takes up four squares, can I not just have two on the banshee? Was that being cheeky?
That's being cheeky.
Okay.
Targets two creatures, she counts as one creature.
I'll do this priest as well. It's corpse.
Would it not be beneficial to do one that's alive?
I thought that one was... Oh, is that one alive then?
No,
two by Giggles are alive.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so I could take them out. Okay, yeah, I'll do this one.
Yeah, they're within three squares of the banshee, so...
Okay. Sorry, I was too excited. I thought we were talking about killing... I thought we were talking about, like, murdering further corpses. Like, I was like, oh, this will be fun.
Okay. Trigger this attack twice and take the highest result. So it's basically with advantage. Okay.
Yeah.
I had to both targets. Split the tree coming in. 18 for the first roll. Plus the one, which means 19. The other one's 9. So we're going with the 19. Banshee. It hits the banshee. And it hits the priest.
Now, for the banshee...
Explain explain how you're using the power. How does it look when you use it?
I line it up at the banshee, and I sort of try and mark it so the arrow goes through the banshee's eye, flies through, and then hits the other guy. Also in his eye.
No.
Because Milo's got super, like, super bow and arrow skills. He's like the Green Arrow of D&D land. But I was going to say, because the banshee's marked, does that mean she gets
extra? Oh, yeah, you get extra damage as well.
Would it be on just the banshee or both of them? Because obviously it's applying both.
Yeah, it would apply to both. The other guy's already dead, so.
There's no need to worry him.
He's just super dead.
He's just gone.
But yeah, and then everyone
flies through her head, and she's like, and holds her head, and then moves her hand, and is like, oh, the arrow's not there. I keep forgetting I'm dead.
But she does
give off like body language as if she doesn't know that she's dead.
Oh, okay. So she's sort of like, oh my god, and oh wait,
she's confused by it all.
Oh no. I feel really bad for her.
Anything else you wish to do?
I'll say to the banshee, I'll be like, hello.
You're pretty much pole dancing on the candelabra at the moment.
Yeah. You know, I'll take some gold coins and try and put them in her knickers. No. I'll be like, hello, I'm Milo. How are you?
After shooting her.
Yeah. Okay. My name's chaotic, so
with your very kind-hearted hello, how are you? The banshee is having none of it and is like, you cannot fool me, you dark apparition of Walgreth, you go away, leave me be.
Walgreth? Hey, that's what the priest was yelling about.
Giggles.
Shall I attack the banshee?
Yeah, well, you've got that guy next to you still, haven't you?
Yeah, but Lee can come and attack him for me because he's next after the banshee. So.
Right. Okay, then, yeah, do you want to attack the banshee then?
I'll attack the banshee. I'll do a storm strike on the banshee.
Storm spike? Okay.
Yeah.
Storm.
Coming in as you charge it up. 12. I guess reflex. Yes, the lightning goes through her ethereal body.
Missed.
It's all right. I mean, you're not meant to get every single one.
No.
Do you wish to do anything else, like disengage from the priest or anything? Or?
Nah. I'll just stand there looking at him, going, hello.
You want to stay engaged to him?
Yeah.
Can't believe it. You're married to me and you're getting engaged to priests.
And what's this one? Two, three, four. Sorry, I'm just looking up her moves. Okay, this is going to trigger an opportunity attack for you, Milo. As in a frustration with you then shooting her and then trying to talk to her, and she believes that like you're trying to get in her head. She hovers over to this location, which is technically next to Giggles. What attack? It'll either be, I suppose you could do a twin strike or just a normal deck.
I'll try a twin strike.
Oh, I'll keep hiccuping. Ugh. Okay. The first arrow misses, going through her ethereal body. Oh, wait, no, it's a glancing blow because of the plus one from the zone that you're in, and the other one definitely hits. So half damage from the first glancing blow, 5, and then 3, 8. Okay.
Is that my marked as well?
Oh, I've not been paying attention to her resistances. That's my fault. Never mind.
Oh, she's got resistance.
Yeah. but I haven't been doing it throughout this fight so far, so now she's not a resistant.
Okay, that's fine then. Does she do I need to get more points on there as well? My D,
your D8.
My D8.
Not for the opportunity attack, that doesn't apply.
Oh.
And with that, you see her kind of spiral up in a ghostly form, just slightly higher on the ground, as her face turns more into like a skull, as she, much like a banshee does, screams. Where is it? Scream!
Oh. Wow!
So, play the sound of a scream, as she now does a wailing attack. All creatures within 6 squares that can hear her must make a DC 13 Constitution saving throw. On a failure, the creature drops to 0 hit points. On a success, a creature takes 10 psychic damage. So this is her only one move. Well, this is one move that she can only use once. She cannot keep doing it. But yes, it's a very powerful, deadly move.
So this technically could just kill us all.
It could just make you pass out. Yeah.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Right. Constitution 13. Milo, going first.
I'm really shitting it now.
Yeah, totally. Just a tad.
Critical war.
Would you like to re-roll?
I would like to re-roll because that came out.
You
as
got
a four.
At least you can re-roll. I can't re-roll on this.
Next one, you are fine.
Nice.
You take 10 damage. Bring you down to 28.
Oh, cheese and crackers.
Giggles. Constitution coming in. Wow, that just stuck like glue.
Nice!
The roll just went 20.
Nice!
It was a 17, so it was what's considered a dirty 20, but you're fine. You take 10 damage from the scream.
Ew.
Loud. It hurts your ears.
No!
And Lee. Constitution saving throw coming
Come on,
in.
Lee.
He gets a 5. Would you like to reroll?
Yes, please.
We need to.
Reroll coming in. It's a 12. It's not quite enough.
Gosh,
he drops to 0. He is unconscious. He is not dead.
Oh, cheese and crackers.
Oh, nuts.
We've got smelling salts, haven't we?
He doesn't really need to do death. I would rule that he doesn't need to do death saving throws. So normally when you die, when you hit 0 and you go beyond 0, it's like you've been stabbed or blasted by a spell or whatever, you're then technically dying. So you have to do 3 saving throws. If you succeed on any one of the 3, you're then stabilized. So then you're just laying there with 0 hit points until somebody heals you. Or gives you a healing potion or gives you their healing surge or whatever to bring them back up. The moment they've got like 1 hit point and higher, they're back up on their feet. And then they can continue with their actions. But yes, at the moment, I'm not going to rule that he's dying because the scream just, you feel, Lee feels this really cold necrotic energy run through his body. Causing like his jaw to just widen open, much like in the movie The Ring, like if you watch the film, like your face distorts or whatever. He feels that and his eyes roll to the back of his head as he then just faints because he wasn't breathing that whole time and he just collapses to the ground.
Fucking terrifying, wow. Man.
And that's the Banshee, but she can't do that move ever again.
Well, thank Jeebus for that, because I couldn't do that again. I couldn't go through that sphincter-tightening moment.
So right. I will minimize Lee for now. The priest is going to try and just bonk Giggles in the head. Fails.
He's just like, come on,
he's
let me try.
He's just kind of just stroking you with the mace.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Can you not?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Hello. I will do another dual strike
Mm-hmm.
On the benching. I'm going to try and distract her so that she comes towards me.
Okay.
So then you can get to Lee.
I can kill the priest and then get to Lee.
Yeah.
And then heal him on my next turn.
First one hits.
Nice.
Second one with an 11 doesn't hit. So 4 plus the d8. Adding a 5.
9.
Is there anything for the square as well? Isn't there plus 1?
Oh yeah, the added square that we get. That I've added to the encounter.
Yeah, that plus 1 makes the 10 to 11, so it's not enough.
Okay.
Oh, I see. I'm confused. That confused me.
Right. I guess I'll move round a bit as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I'm sort of trying to get round to Lee as well. That's my turn.
Okay.
Oh, I'll use a minor action to be like, hey, girl.
What's going on?
Hey, girl. You got a real set of pipes on you.
I'm girls.
Nice. Right, I'm going to attack the priest that's next to me then.
Okay. How are you attacking her?
I'm just going to do a normal attack.
A normal attack with your longsword?
Yeah.
We'll attack with longsword. The priest is enough. It hits him. Slamming him against the wall and slumping him down.
Phew.
Are you going to go over to him now?
I'll go over to Lee, yep.
All right. Also remember, Giggles, you have a phase step move that allows you to teleport 5 squares, so if ever you are surrounded again, you can just teleport out of there.
Oh. Now he tells me.
It's been on your character sheet the entire time.
We can't have all these things up at the same time.
You haven't used your minor action.
So is healing a minor or major?
You can use for a minor to use your healing surge on him. I'll get you to roll a heal as well, see if there's any other benefit on there.
There is a potion as well.
Yeah.
Oh, if you want to use a potion, you can just do that.
Yeah, we'll use one of my potions on Lee.
Okay. So healing potion. Oh, nice. So that will heal him for 10. And I'll mark your healing potion down by 1. So you've got 2 left. Lee's back on his feet.
He's like, whoa.
He has 10 health.
Oh, yeah, I minimized him, didn't I? Yep. And yeah, he has 10 health. But he's able to use his own surges now.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes.
As he stands back up.
He's like, oh, that was weird.
That was weird.
Groggy, yeah. And feeling horrible. Very cold. And the Banshee will float over to Milo.
No!
Stop taunting me, you disgusting creature! She then goes to slap you.
I'm a disgusting creature. Apparently it's like so. The real Milo.
19 hits you. You feel the cold hand slap against your face, dealing 9 damage.
You might need to do it yourself, a healing surge as well.
You are down to 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely need to do a healing surge for myself.
Lee, just in time.
Yeah. I guess so Lee will use
a healing surge for himself.
Yeah, yep. He'll surge his heal.
I don't know. That's the Banshee. OK. Okay, current surges are down to 7. He heals for another 10, bringing him up to 20. To 43.
What do you want to do then? Should we just get him to fire a crossbow bolt?
Yeah, I can do.
I'm just thinking, keep him at a distance.
For the time
a
being,
bit.
Yeah.
But he can, yeah, he'll fire a crossbow bolt at her.
Oh, Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the banshee, because I'm scared to put him. We could use a shout actually on you, and then that would help you get with your attacks and that.
Mm-hmm. We'll say that he just hits the body that's next to him, but with the shout it benefits. Which shout? The Warlord's Favor is used. Either inspiring word, you or one ally in the burst can use a healing surge with plus 1d6. The other one, an ally of your choice makes a basic melee attack against the target.
Oh, I could get Milo to do that. Because Milo's right next to him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get him to do that one.
Great. So he thumps the corpse on the ground and then shouts at Milo to strike.
Do that to the woman.
Do that to the banshee. Okay, so it'd be your basic melee attack. So that's using your longsword or cat claws?
Let's use the cat claws.
I'd like to think your claws won't do anything to a ghost.
Well, let's see.
Your hands go through the ghost.
Well, it was worth a shot. Hey, like I'm a cat. Like this is what I do. Okay.
Milo.
I'll use hit and run on Fancy. Because I want to get some space, and then I'll use a healing.
Your weapon goes through its ethereal body, but you're able to move away.
Okay, so back over to here.
Back to where you came.
And then I'll use a healing surge.
Okay. So your surges are down to 7. And you gain 12.
Yeah, boy!
Nice.
You're at 31.
I'm 31 and I'm feeling young. Not very young in this setting.
Giggles.
Right, I will do a storm strike on the banshee.
You're sort of like charging up your energy like in Dragon Ball Z. Although it's only for one turn instead of 70 episodes.
That's it, exactly.
You keep getting a 12 on the reflex. Okay, with that, you feel the deity of this church. You feel his presence. You don't feel like any voices or anything talk to you, but you feel its presence. You're getting a 1 from the square that you're in, bring you to 13, and it gives you enough to bring it to 14, which is the banshee's reflex, dealing 11 damage to her.
Thank you. Thank you, deity. You're very kind.
As the lightning blasts into her and crackles around, but she absorbs the energy into her. Anything else you wish to do?
Should I do a healing surge on Lee?
Yeah, can do. I mean, it'll at least get him.
Okay, I'll do a healing surge on Lee then.
Okay. Brings you down to an 8. And Lee heals for another 10, bringing him up to 30.
All right, because now I'm more confident to put Lee like against her.
As the banshee. Still angry at Milo because you keep hitting her with your arrows.
He's like, oh God, what have I done?
What's going on?
The banshee comes in with both hands reaching for your throat. And unfortunately, her hands go through you. And she looks very frustrated and angry as she believes you to be an illusion or spiritual demon that is tormenting her.
Wow. Mano goes, woo!
Yeah. I'm a ghost.
Be gone, foul demon.
I'm a cat.
I knock over her favorite coffee cup, spilling the contents on the floor for 4 damage, emotional damage.
Yeah.
You realize it was your own coffee cup in your bag.
Yes, Daddy.
I cry. Okay. I'll get Lee to go over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And at this point, let's use, I don't know, Milo's not in range, is he?
No.
If I go 6 and go 1 over, he's kind of in range, I guess. If I use Furious Smash, I can give Milo the bonus then.
To damage, you get a strength modifier to the target enemy, then choose one ally adjacent to either you or the target. Milo is adjacent to the target. That ally applies your charisma mod to both attack and damage rolls. If the ally does not attack on their turn, the bonus is lost. Okay.
I think that's a good idea then.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So he comes in with a Furious Smash on the Banshee. And unfortunately, the weapon goes through her ethereal form, but you still gain the benefit.
Woohoo!
He'll use another healing surge just to boost his health, I guess.
Yep.
Because,
why not? Yeah, certainly.
Okay, he's up to 40 out of 43.
There you go.
There you go, perfect.
He's feeling a lot better after his little screaming.
Yeah. Feeling like his head would explode.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, I feel almost human again.
Hooray!
Milo.
Milo will use. Lee's thing, was it just a regular attack or just any attack?
Then choose one ally. That ally applies the charisma modifier to both attack and damage rolls. It doesn't specify, so any attack.
Okay.
So you can do a twin strike.
I'll just do a twin strike on a. I guess with the sword, because that's going to be like. You can't really shoot arrows at point-blank range.
Nah.
If it didn't hit at point-blank range, you'd be, like, very embarrassed.
Yeah. Set coming in. 12 with the plus 1 because of the grid. And you're getting, for his charisma modifier, what is your charisma modifier? An extra 3. So 4, 5, 6, 6, 16. That is enough to hit. Next.
Yay.
One. And that I don't need to calculate, definitely hits. Okay, so we'll roll 2d8s on top of that because she's still marked. Okay, so that is, that's 22 altogether.
Oh,
nice.
A nice.
As both strikes hit her, and you begin to. You see that she's taking a lot of damage, and her ethereal form kind of flickers a little bit. But she's still managing to stay
with it.
Yeah.
God.
Milo's just like, please, just let go.
Yeah.
You need to rest. Get back to bed. Does she respond?
No. Giggles.
He's like pleading with her to go to bed. Okay. It's you.
I will walk 4 spaces forward.
No,
as in a straight line forward.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, yep. 4.
Oh no, just 3. That's it. There.
Okay.
That's it.
And then so you're sort of in line with the banshee.
And then I'm going to do another storm strike. I will get her eventually. With a proper roll, without having, I love the deity of the
Storm Strike comes through a 70 with a +1, making it 18. It's definitely enough. The lightning bolt strikes, dealing 8 damage.
Woohoo!
The creature is now bloodied.
Hooray, we're getting
below
there.
Half health.
Well, she's goopied because she's a ghost.
Goopied.
Ectoplasm all over. Yeah. It's just squirting out all over us, and we're like, oh, it's like mucus in our mouths.
She screams in a ghostly agony as the lightning crackles around her ethereal form.
Can I do the scream?
Ah! anything else you wish to do, Giggles?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Okay. The Banshee then, seeing that she's surrounded by each of you, will move up to the coffin, give an opportunity attack to Milo and Lee.
Let's just do... Milo will do a dual strike, because that's still allowed.
First strike misses. Oh, and it was a critical one as well. Oh, but the other's a natural 20. Oh, okay. Jesus. Thinking that critical one would take away the benefit of the 20. it's a hit, and they're both 10 damage. You do 10 damage, but the critical one, you kind of have this weird rebound effect with your arrows. Like, your first one messes so bad that it ricochets off the floor, but as you fire the other one, it's almost accurate, but then the ricochet hits that arrow, smacking it. Unfortunately, dealing just the 10 damage to her.
Okay.
Actually, I remember one and a 20 afterwards.
I can't believe that. Fail. Pass.
But it's like very badly fail and awesome pass. And Lee. I guess just greatsword attack.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's all he can
really do, isn't it, really? So.
Yeah. I believe that hits. That hits. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Number 9.
It's a 19 damage in total. Where
nice.
It's like,
yeah.
This poor bird. She's like, I just want to go home. And it's like,
so as she flies over there, getting attacked along the way, she starts screaming and shouting in a ghostly form, guards! Guards! I'm under attack! Help me! And this pulse beam just goes ripples out from her and ripples across the room.
The priest and alive again.
You guessed it. The priest get back up.
Wow, what an exciting end to the episode there. I wonder what the Banshee's going to do next. I wonder whether the priests are going to come in and start like setting up the tables and having a feast with us and we all become friends. Probably not, knowing our dear DM. We're probably going to be murdered. Huzzah! Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Dave for writing this fantastic story. And thank you to Tanya for being there. Anyway, guys, we'll catch you next time on Big Timmy's House Adventures. Now get out of my house.